this weekend, as a nation, we celebrate a very important occasion, the 250th anniversary since the Declaration of Independence. Of course, many things have happened since then, and I always get a kick out of the fact that when they were signing the treaty, of course, not in 1776, but closer to 1789, the British, who was very upright, and it should be so, the band played "The World Turned Upside Down." Now, I'd love to hear it. I've never heard it, but I know the title. So if any of you can find a copy of that music or a recording of that music, I would love to hear it. And maybe we can play it again at some future date when other things turn upside down. But in the meantime, we have, once again, which we also had around the time of Corpus Christi, this beautiful account. And there are two accounts, as far as we know, maybe more, but two of which we are certain, of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. And of course, we firmly believe that Jesus Christ is God, and he has the power to do whatever he wants, as long as it's not evil. He could never do evil. And of course, that's the way we should be too, when we put on Christ through baptism, as St. Paul speaks of also today. But always doing good for others, even though they may not have always understood it, as we still don't always understand it. And it's very interesting that the, who knows how many thousands there were, most likely 20 or 30 or 40,000. And then they had been with him for 3 days. So if you think the sermons here are long, I've never preached for 3 days. I can't do it myself. But Christ is God, as well as man. True God and true man. And so he preached and taught for 3 days. And he took pity upon the people. They had brought food, but they ran out of food. Now, the heretics of today say, well, they had so much food that they put it all together. That's how come they were able to eat. No, they were there for 3 days already. They ran out of food. Our Lord took notice of this. Our Lord takes notice of all our needs, whatever they may be. But he still wants us to pray. Seek and you will find. Ask and it will be answered to you. Of course, this is one of the things that we see so very evidently in the Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, and so forth. All the things that we need. So he was moved, and he asked. St. Mark doesn't tell us who it was, but I believe it is St. Matthew tells us that St. Philip is one who answered. But Lord, they only have a couple of fish and 7 pieces of bread. But what is that to so many people? And our Lord, as usual, did not answer that particular statement. He said, have them sit down. And he blessed the baskets with the fish and the bread and says, give it out to everybody. And they thought, well, it won't take too long. So they gave out this one and that one and this one and that one. And nothing happened. The basket was not empty. Boy, I wish my bank account were like that. I could really be charitable. And so they brought to all the people that were there and their children and their servants and their slaves. And then they brought back the leftovers And they say seven baskets. And it's interesting, not that that wasn't the real number, but it's interesting how in the sacred scripture there are several numbers which are of very great consequence. Three for the three persons of the Trinity. Three for the 3 days that our Lord lay in the tomb. And then seven. 7 days of creation. The seven sacraments. And here we have the seven fish and the seven loaves of bread. And there should have not been even a morsel left. But yet, seven. And of course, this is not only real. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. But it's also symbolic. Seven is a complete number. And of course, what is he doing? He is feeding his children, such as he feeds us today with the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Our Lord takes care of us. And yet, there's enough to put back in the tabernacle. Many times, I look at the ciborium and I say, oh dear, of course we do have one in the tabernacle anyway, but sometimes they both run out. And yet there are more left to put away for adoration and for the next day. So our faith today should be enlightened. That God will take care of all our needs. And this, of course, in particular, not only the material things, which come and go, but the spiritual things. But you need to ask. You need to seek. You need to knock. And then He will answer. And that means that each and every one of us has to live the spiritual life and obey the commandments and obey the precepts of the church. And God will take care of us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.